Welcome to this podcast brought to you by the Journal of Healthcare Contracting. And now our host, publisher, John Pritchard.
Welcome to the Journal of Healthcare Contracting's podcast today. I would like to welcome my guest, John Wood, Chief Executive Officer of Encompass Group. John, welcome to today's call.
Thanks, John. It's great to be on with you and to hear your voice again.
You as well. You know, here at the Journal of Healthcare Contracting, we're always looking for new and innovative models and ways IDNs and suppliers are doing things different. And certainly this current COVID-19 crisis has added a twist to all the things we're doing. You know, in the last several weeks, we've seen Encompass Group recognized in the news for your response to the COVID-19 crisis. Can you tell us a little bit more about some of those initiatives and how your organization's been rising to the occasion to meet providers' needs?
Yeah, I'd be glad to, John. You know, it was nice to be recognized, you know, for our employees at Encompass. You know, we, you know, preach our mission to them every day, trying to help them understand how important they are, just like the whole supply chain is to healthcare. So when we tell them, you know, that the things they do, you know, make healthcare more safe and comfortable for the patients, the residents, you know, and the caregivers out there. You know, sometimes it's hard for them to really see that and understand that. So when we were able to see some of our employees and our products, you know, on ABC News and Fox and Nightline and even being mentioned in the Rose Garden, that helped really drive it home for those employees that really, they're not just moving boxes every day. They're not just on a production line every day. What they're doing is making a difference. It can have an impact on what's going on right now, and it has an impact every day. And I think that's good, not only for us, but for the whole industry to be recognized that way on the supply side. So, the changes for us really came about and the things they were talking about really through some partnerships within the healthcare community and actually outside of the healthcare community as well. It's been about 5 weeks ago, I had a conversation with a good friend at Vizient Health, a friend of ours, John, Rand Ballard, and I were talking, and I told Rand, I said, you know, it might be a crazy idea, but if the need ever arised that Encompass did have a 510K or does have a 510K and had in the past been a manufacturer of PPE. And we could set that up again domestically or in this hemisphere if that need ever arised. And within 3 days, we were set up to start supplying PPE. But we did have a few challenges we needed to face. We wanted to validate with the FDA that the changes we were making were going to be acceptable. And many of you know the FDA set up a portal where people could start applying to manufacture this type of product domestically, but there was quite a backlog there. And that's when one of our other business partners, Jockey International, Mark Fedek, the COO, and I were having a conversation. I was telling him about what we were doing. And 2 days later, he had used some of their connections to get in touch with the Pence administration. And we were on the phone with the FDA. We described what we were doing and we were approved within an hour. So
that's
5 weeks later, we're now shipping PPE just this week. So it took us 4 weeks to get up and running, get all the equipment, get all the raw material. And we're up and running shipping this week.
That's incredible, John, to think just 6 weeks ago, 8 weeks ago, that within a few weeks you could pivot that quickly and agilely and coordinate with the likes of Jockey and Vizient to make this happen is quite incredible. I commend you and the good folks at Encompass Group. You know, Nurses Week is coming in just a few weeks, and maybe now more than ever we want to show support to them as they are serving on the front line of this crisis. If you're able to, can you give us a preview of what Encompass Group is doing to support nurses overall and how you're providing additional support, even here locally in Atlanta? You know, I know specifically for acute care and senior living facilities where the needs seem to be especially great.
Yeah, and that's you know, if there are good things coming out of what's happening, I think one of the things we're seeing is that the healthcare workers are truly being recognized as the heroes that they are. I think that we will all look to people that we see wearing scrubs a little differently after this is all over. And I think that's incredibly well-deserved. Nurses Week is coming up in a couple of weeks. I think you're seeing folks now talk more about Nurses Month or maybe Nurses Year with what's going on. But every year we try to do a little something special during Nurses Week, as many people in the industry do. And so this year we have decided that we're going to start trying to support especially the nurses locally. And the reason we chose to do that is we had worked with Jockey International, and they made very large donations of scrubs to that we shipped to the Javits Center, the pop-up hospital in New York, and we also did it to the pop-up hospital in Dallas. And so we decided during Nurses Week, we would start focusing locally and providing thousands of free sets of scrubs to healthcare workers in hospitals and in nursing homes. We had a list that had already reached out to us, so that's in place. And we'll start shipping those out just to be able to give the healthcare worker one more set of scrubs. I think we've all seen on the news healthcare workers coming home and changing in their garage because they don't want to bring things into their home. Having to do laundry, you know, every other night so they can keep up with the workload, and for them to have, you know, at least one more set of scrubs, hopefully that's that helps a little bit in the things that they're facing.
That's fantastic, John, and I agree with you completely. They are the frontline heroes, along with so many other great, you know, workers, our grocery store attendants and truckers, and I'm very thankful for that. You know, we're very thankful to you and your team members who are working hard to get needed supplies to the front lines. You know, certainly you pivoted the business to be able to provide PPE. How has the crisis changed your other operations day to day, and how is your team doing?
Yeah. Well, you know, and like all the other folks you just mentioned, you know, there's a lot of frontline workers out there, and they need to be thanked for what they're doing. But also I think, you know, they're all very thankful that they are the ones able to still work, right? Because it's a challenge for folks who have to stay home and are unable to work and are just waiting till they have the opportunity again. So it's changed quite a bit what we're doing. When the schools announced that they were going to close, I guess it's been 4, 5, 6 weeks ago now. Obviously, that was the big changer nationally. And for us, being fortunate being in healthcare, we were exempt, so our employees on the front line can continue to go in and work. But on that Friday that was all announced, our team, our operations team, already had a plan in place. Being in healthcare, that's obviously something that's required when you're serving healthcare workers and you have contracts for products, you need to have a plan for a pandemic in place. Fortunately, we had that Friday that it was announced the schools were closing. We had half our front office workforce at home, sent them home over lunch, had them set up that afternoon, and we're running. And by Monday morning, we had fully executed moving all non-essential, other than I think about 5 employees who need to be in the front office, but all non-essential employees were at home. All travel had been stopped, and we were able to, you know, keep working, keep moving ahead. We're trying to do a few special things for the folks coming into two of the plants, continuing to do the manufacturing, continuing to do the shipping for us on the front lines. And like I said, that was why it was special to see those folks, and those were the people you saw from our plant on the news. It was the people on the front line. So that's been the change, just like it has been for everybody else.
That's a great story. You know, that was quite a big decision to close schools. And I heard a statistic that 38% of our nation's nurses have school-age children. So the big concern was closing schools would increase absenteeism at our nation's hospitals. And these heroes continue to show up and go to work and take care of our nation, you know, while their families at home trying to plod on in a normal life. It's quite commendable. You know, I heard on one of our podcasts last week, there are no competitors right now, and that we're all working together to address this crisis. Certainly it is encouraging me to hear the stories you've shared with us today. Is that the sense you've also gotten out there as you work with other organizations during this time, that there really aren't competitors right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you know, you see everyone working towards a solution. And I think the fortunate ones are the ones who can continue to work and be part of that solution. you know, healthcare, like all industry these days, the line is very blurry between partners and competitors on a normal day. But I think that that line is very much blurred now. Everybody is working together. You know, we've been fortunate to be able to assist some of our competitors as countries have closed down, as, you know, China, Pakistan, India have all had issues in their ability to ship. Their costs are going through the roof. You know, we're fortunate because we have several plants and we do manufacturing in the U.S. So that's given us the ability to continue to run, to be able to pivot and start making things stateside. We've been fortunate that way. And, you know, it's been a positive thing to see how everybody's pulling together to come up with a solution.
John, I really appreciate you joining me today on the Journal Healthcare Contracting's podcast. John Wood, Chief Executive Officer of Encompass Group. Thank you so much for what you're doing.
I appreciate it, John. It's good to hear your voice, and I look forward to seeing you soon.